Oh, hi, Freddie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. Very good. How are you, so?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because we're still having trouble processing the $29 payment for your website hosting.
Yeah. I've still been having it on hold because I still need to talk it out with my partner. There's two of us in the business, so. We still, I don't know if there's going to be like some type of shutdown or whenever we're ready, we'll call you guys. I think I should get an answer here by the weekend when you guys can process that. We still got to, you know, figure some stuff out.
My only concern is that the account right now is past due only $29. But come next Friday, that will reoccur to 58 because your billing cycle is on the 10th. So I don't want you to have two payments so close together. So if you
it's fine. I mean, as long as there's no late fees on top of it.
Yeah, no, there's not. It would just be kind of like a double charge. But also, I don't know if you've realized this, but on the top of your website, there's a big orange banner saying that the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. But that's been up there now for about 7 weeks, so it's probably affecting your business. If someone were to call you, they probably think you might be out of business. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's something. Okay, I see. Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so the minute the payment goes through, the notification goes to the technician to remove the orange banner within one business day. So being that we're on the West Coast, we could probably even get it removed today if you could swing the $29. And then one thing I could do to help you out on the back end is push the next billing out 30 days. So you would be paid in full until June 3rd. And then you have plenty of time, you know, between you and your partner to discuss what you want to do moving forward.
Gotcha. Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't do that today. Maybe later on in the evening.
Okay.
Definitely not right now. What time are you guys closed?
We're here until 4:00 Pacific.
Okay. If I do get a chance to talk to him about it, I'll give you guys a call before 4 p.m. today.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Or if you think that it would be good later on this evening, I could put the new payment method in and then just set up the invoice to process later.
Not yet, because I still haven't gotten his answer. So I would have it would kind of be without his consent me doing that. So I would rather wait till I get approval from him.
I see. Just out of curiosity, what are you trying to get a consent from him for?
It's a partnership, so you know everything that you know that goes to advertising and everything, we have to talk it out first. So I really can't speak on it too much right now, but, I can definitely call you back on it.
Well, my whole thing is that on October 10th, 2023, you acknowledge the terms and conditions with your e-signature agreeing to the automatic renewal each month on the 10th. So that's,
that kind of ties me into an annual, I mean, I thought there was no types of attachment to the website. I mean,
it's a month-to-month subscription where you can cancel
at any
time, right?
Correct.
But in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to your billing, which was April 10th. So that's what I was talking about, is that April 10th, that's past due, and because your e-signature is on file, it's going to affect your credit if it weren't paid, and it would continue to reoccur until it settles. So that's why I'm trying to get that rectified for you and at least help you out a little bit on the back end. Because let's say your partner says, look, I don't like the website. I want to build my own website. I don't want to pay $29 a month. No problem. You'll have till June 3rd to call us back and cancel, and you wouldn't have any further charges.
Yeah, that might be the case, you know, because, I mean, you know, as far – I know you guys work for Local Splash, right?
Yes.
And, you know, what I got from you, not you personally, but it was another person, basically once I joined – your guys' service, I was going to have full, ownership to my website, which was not the case. So, you know, I just kind of just said whatever, and I'm paying the monthly fee now after the fact that I already invested about $1,500 in advertising, and I still didn't get to keep my website. So, I mean, I already have a sour taste in my mouth from that.
You hadn't paid us $1,500, just to let you know. You paid us $249 in October, $249 in November. December was a free month. January was a free month. February and March, you paid us $29. So that's when they had converted it to the website only. So you paid about $560. But you do have an option if you ever wanted to cancel the program and keep the site. You could do a one-time buyout for the domain. Actually, I think you own the domain, right? Northwest Precision.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
you don't
what
even
I thought.
Have to, you don't have to purchase the domain. It's just that if you don't pay the $29, you would lose the content, and that just goes back to a blank domain again.
So basically, I would lose the content, and therefore, I would just be able to manage my own website myself, or...
Right. Let's say you wanted to go and, you know, hire another company to build it, or you wanted to build it yourself, then you would just have to go and put a new site on that domain because the local slash content would be gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I thought, you know. That's what I thought. That was going to be the idea behind it. So...
The idea behind it was you thought that you would sign up for a month or two and then cancel and just keep the site and the content and everything we did?
No, definitely not.
Oh, okay.
No,
I thought
no.
that's what you were saying.
No.
Okay.
No,
I want to share
not.
Something with you if I
yeah.
may, only because
yeah. Here, let me step in the truck cuz I mean, I'm gonna,
Yeah. Get
I'm
in the truck and
house.
I'll wait for you.
You
no,
know,
no, tell me when
I'm
you're ready. I'll wait.
Yeah, I'm at an owner's house, one of my clients' house, and I really don't like, you know,
yeah,
speaking
understand.
On my business around other people, you know, but
yep, I
to be
understand.
Honest with you, I know you work for Local Splash, and I know it's your job to try and, you know, keep your clients working for you guys, but, I mean, based on what I, the experience that I had, you know, from Local Splash, and there's nothing personal towards you. I feel like, you know, as far as advertising and supposedly they're going to get me in the top ranking Google, whatever, that never happened, you know? So I'm surprised I'm even still keeping the website, you know? Like I said, nothing towards you, but with Local Splash, you know?
So I want to explain one thing to you is that industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, and we do it in 30 to 45 days. So you were only with us for 60 days for that whole package. So right
no,
when your
I mean,
company start, well, hear me out for a minute, because you were with us
yeah.
for 2 months, right, before you converted it.
I thought it was more. I thought it was more than 2 months. No, because you guys honored me like two free months.
So. Oh, yeah, you're right. So you're with us for 4 months, and in that
yeah.
four-month interim, I'm sorry, I did see that there were two service credits on here. So in that four-month
yeah.
interim, your company was found on the first page of Google 1,034 times, and you had 48 Google actions, which included 37 clicks to your website and 11 clicks to call you from the first page. So that doesn't mean that you only had 11 phone calls, because if the client looked up a keyword and they found you on the first page and they saw the Google listing and they happened to be on their cell phone, they could click to call you, and then, you know, they wouldn't have to dial the number. But if they were on a regular computer or a laptop, they would have to click to your site and then call you. So that happened 37 times, and there were 11 clicks to call you from the first page. So what I'm thinking is that you did receive at least some solid work out of this, and maybe, just maybe, you weren't aware. Do you recall if you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you, maybe two or three at the most out of the calls that I got
we're actual, I want to say actual customers. I mean, the rest were just like, you know, they would never answer. I don't know, there were ghost calls. I don't know what the hell it was. I mean, I would try and call back, or even I would answer and, you know, it would send me like directly to a fake Google account, fake Google phone number, I want to say. And I'm like, what the hell is this? You know, like, it was a lot of, you know, it's not your guys' fault, I understand. But a lot of these calls that I was getting, they were just like basically ghost calls or scam calls, you know. And I'm not sure why that was, but, you know, I feel like, yeah, I mean, it did pay off for this two or three, you know, customers that, you know, I did receive a call. None of them, we didn't do any jobs for none of them out of the, all the calls that we got, you know. And like I said, it doesn't fall on you guys. It's basically what it was. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the only thing I feel like I got from it was maybe, yeah, that I was top ranking for, you know, maybe a month or two or whatnot. I wasn't aware of it until you're telling me right now. But, yeah. You know, I mean, I feel like, to be honest, I feel like I didn't really gain nothing from it, you know. And I went, you know, I dived in. And when, you know, I spoke to the representative, you know, from Local Splash, when he got me to join you guys, I mean, he painted me this beautiful picture, you know, like, oh, man, you're going to be this. Like everything else, you know, you got to sell your product. I understand it. And I'm like, hey, man, you know, be honest with me. Like, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time. Just be honest with me. Like, how long would it take me to be top ranking on Google? You know, he told me, oh, maybe it'll take me two months at the most, but you're going to be up there, this and that. And that never happened. That's why, you know, I talked to multiple people through the Local Splash, and I'm like, hey, man, like, this is not working out one bit for me. Like, you know, I don't want to keep this service. You know, this never happened. What the guy told me, I never even heard back from that guy that, you know, got me to join you guys. I never heard back from him. You know, it was just like different people, you know. I had another lady that was helping. Well, it was a guy actually that was helping me with a with the website.
Yeah.
I actually like my 10-year-old sister could have, and this is no offense, you know, but I feel like my 10-year-old sister could have done a better website, you know. Like, he didn't put no type of attention towards the website at all. Like, he just made that website look so bad. Like, I'm talking about ridiculous. It made even look, the company look bad, you know. Like, it was just like thrown together. Like, and you know, he got some pictures from Google or something, made it look really bad. You know, this person that helped us around, when I told you guys that I wanted to keep the website, the only reason why I really kept the website, you know why, is because I actually found someone within Local Splash that really helped me out. I forgot her name. And,
probably
you know,
Celine. I know she's in the website department. It's probably her. Let me look at the
maybe
note.
Her. Yeah, and you know,
it
she
was.
Didn't
yeah,
listen.
It was Celine. Mm-hmm. Yep, I see that. Replace all stock images on the website. Includes all banners with images service pated and expert services and homepage for clients' own images. So I guess in February you sent a bunch of your own images, and she did like some extensive. Yeah. So I mean, I wouldn't want all of those efforts to get lost, you know, because right now you don't have to worry about the Google or the Bing or the Facebook ads or any of it, because you're not paying for any of that. All you have to worry about is $29 a month to keep the website up. And if you had called us back in the day and just wanted the website, they would have charged, and that's without the Google or anything else, they would have charged $400 up front to build the site, plus $49 a month hosting. So you have to look at it like that, that, you know, not only do you have the corporate hosting, which is only $29, which, by the way, I don't know who put you into that, but they weren't supposed to. You're supposed to have 100 locations with us to get the $29 hosting. We do this, you know, for small to mid-sized businesses like yourself. But we also have big corporations like Extra Space Storage, Vivint Security. You know, we've worked with Subway Sandwich and Anytime Fitness. So when those big corporations have over 100 locations, then they get that $29 rate. But, you know, obviously whoever applied it, it's going to stick. You know, it's not like the Local Splash is going to go back and go, oh, this shouldn't have been done. You know, now he has to pay $49. We wouldn't do that to you. You know what I mean? But I would just think that, you know, since you put a little bit of time and effort into getting the site laid out the way you want it to, and since for the last 7 weeks there is a big orange banner on it letting everybody know the information here is no longer being updated, you know, that might be affecting you, and you just might want to get that, you know, squared away so that, you know, that orange banner comes down. And, you know, the price point, it's only $1.03 a day anyway, you know, if you calculate out $29 over 30 days. So it's not like, you know, they're asking you to marry us or anything like that, you know, and like I said, I can give you that 30 days on the back end just so that at least, you know, between now and June 3rd, you have that orange banner off the site. Everything's fully functional. You prevent further charges from hitting your credit. And then if, you know, come June 3rd, you decide that you don't want it anymore, no problem. You just cancel. The content goes away, but you still have your domain. You don't have to pay the $99 for the domain because you already own it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, touching that subject. So basically, if let's say I own my domain, which you know that was the case, that let's say I would cancel with you guys, I would have full access to edit or whatever on my website, correct?
But not with our content. You'd have to go get your own editor and your own content in order to edit it. You wouldn't have access to our content.
Yeah. No, of course. Yeah, I understand that. You know, and I'm not saying I will do that right now because, honestly, I don't have an editor, a website builder at all right now.
Yeah.
But they say later on down the road, you know, if I do decide to do that, I do own my domain.
You were smart to buy your domain. Yeah, you're very happy that you own your domain because that way you have it always. And regardless of if you work with Local Splash or not, you'll always be able to go back on and put new content on it and edit it yourself. But a lot of people figure like, hey, I'm paying $1.03 a day, and how much is my time worth? You know, and let's say that it would take you, you know, 10 hours to go and sit down and find a new format and a new website editor and then try to upload images and put font on there and put your phone number and make sure everything's laid out. Let's say it takes you 10 hours. It's going to cost you more than $1.03 a day to do that, because I'm sure that in 10 hours, if you are out in the field servicing clients, you're going to make a lot more money doing that in 10 hours than sitting, you know, behind a closed door trying to figure out building a website. And that's the number one reason that people will hire us when it comes down to needing a website. You know, if they do the 400 plus the 49 monthly, is they say, look, I know how to do it. I have my domain. It's just that I don't have time. You know, that's the number one reason that people, you know, keep the sites going, because, you know, it just comes down to, you know, being cost effective to keep it, because it would be, you know, a lot more cost effective rather than you trying to do it on your own, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. No, and you know, and I like the idea behind it, you know, and like I said, it's a partnership right now that we have, you know, for the company. So, you know, it's something that we kind of, you know, we're going back and forth with my partner, you know, like, hey, you know, like, is this even worth it? Should we keep paying for it? You know, is it just going out the door? Is it trash? So, you know, I'll definitely talk to him and let him know everything that I, you know, I spoke to you about today. And if you give me till maybe the end of the day today, probably during lunch, I'll give him a call and see, you know, what he thinks about it. I'll definitely be giving a call back, you know, and I know if I do process that payment, you know, I'll probably reach back out on Monday so I can update more of that information, more pictures and all that. Because, I mean,
yeah,
it's something that I've been
wanting
to do. And, I mean, I'm paying for that service at the end of the day, right? Like, so might as well take advantage, you know, to have you guys do the editing and modifying the website and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I always tell people the more proactive you are with the site, the better results you'll get, because our main objective, you know, when someone signs up is to get someone up and running. So we'll get a website up, we'll put stock photos on it, we'll get it functioning. It's Google compliant, fully optimized. So we get all of that in place. But we know if someone doesn't send us content, that's all we can do is use stock photos. And some people are fine with it. They're like, hey, I hired you to do it. Just put on your own stuff. We don't care. But I always tell people, like, hey, if you have the time to send in some actual before and after photos,
I'll help you right now.
Or, you know, some actual content, you'll always get better results. But I know you're on the job, so I'll just call you back towards the end of the day, and then we'll see what your partner says.
Yeah.
And even if you want to cancel, you know, that 29 has to be settled, so I would suggest even do that later today, even if you don't want to keep it, because then what I can do is cancel it right away. You'll get an email that it's canceled, and you won't have to worry about any further charges or the terms and conditions or anything like that, okay?
Appreciate it.
All right, no problem, Freddie. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.